Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY or go to 1-800-DUI-AWAY.com. A great defense can be the difference between a dismissed case or jail time.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, I was looking for Jamie.
Hi, this is she.
Hey, Jamie, how are you? This is Jubal from Moving 92.5.
Oh, hi.
What's up? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling because I got your email, a phone tap request on your boyfriend, Carson.
Oh, my God. Are you actually going to do it?
Yeah, I want to. I liked everything you had to say in your description and stuff. I just need to get some more information from you before I actually make a phone call.
Yeah.
Cool.
Holy crap. Yeah, this is great. Absolutely. I've been wanting to do this for so long.
Sweet. Yeah, hopefully we can get him good. Your email says that you guys have lived together for about a year now and you share a dog. What's the name of that dog?
It's Roger.
Okay, so do you think he knows my voice at all?
I don't know. I guess that's kind of the hard part because we both listen to you together all the time. I don't know. Maybe can you do like a different voice?
Oh, sure, honey, Graham. I can do all kinds of voices. I could call him as a Southern Miss lady.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I can figure out something. I'm just being stupid. All right. Well, I think I have a good idea. I'm going to try to give him a call. Once I get it done, I will call you back and let you know that it's been done. But do not call him and let him know I'm going to do this, okay?
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you know where he's at right now?
He should be at home. Yeah.
You should be at home? All right, perfect. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to give him a call. I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Jamie, it's Jubal.
Oh, my God, did you do it?
Yeah, I did.
what happened?
It didn't go very well.
What do you mean?
I mean, you didn't tell me how angry your boyfriend is.
I don't understand. What happened?
He flipped out.
In a good way, right?
No, not in a good way at all. Before he hung up the phone, he was, like, screaming and crazy and shit. It sounded like he was breaking stuff in your apartment.
Oh, what? No. You told him it was a joke, right?
No, I didn't get a chance to tell him it was a joke. I was trying to before he hung up the phone.
Oh.
He started yelling at me. I heard some crashing.
Oh. You serious?
And then does he have anger issues?
Wait a second. What did you say?
So I called him and I told him that I worked at your bank, you know, and in your email you said that you guys share bank accounts. And anyway, I told him that you emptied out your bank accounts.
You told him what?
And then I was able to throw in there that you were planning on leaving him, and that's the reason that you did it.
You did what?
I mean, that's what you wanted me to do, right? To screw with him.
No. I wanted you to do something funny. I wanted you to do a joke. That would kill me if you did that to me. No.
That is funny, though, right? Like that you took all the money and then you're planning on leaving.
That's not even being very creative. I mean, can you think of something else, something funny? Like, that's not funny. Your girlfriend leaving you and taking all your money out of your bank. That's not funny.
Before he hung up the phone on me, he also said that he's taking Roger. I don't even know what that means.
Roger's a dog. I told you Roger's the dog. I told you the first thing I said, the first thing you asked me, the dog's name is Roger.
Oh, well, he's taking Roger. I don't know what that means.
That means he's taking the dog, you dumb sh**. The whole thing up. What the f*** are you thinking, piece of sh**?
I was trying to help you out.
You were not helping me out. You're not helping anybody out. You're trying to be funny and you weren't. You were lame.
I don't know why you're getting mad at me. You're the one that wanted to set this whole thing up.
Who do you think you are?
You're the one that wanted to do the phone prank.
I wanted you to do something funny. I wanted you to do a joke.
I mean, you can't. I mean, I don't know how you're going to get a hold of him, but you don't think you can smooth things over? I mean, he sounded pretty mad, but.
Oh, you just think you can fix things now?
What can I do? I mean, obviously
you're
mad.
You can lay down and die. You can go to the nearest window and jump.
I know you're pissed, all right? I know that you're mad at me, but I have to tell you one more thing that I said to him. I told him that I would do a prank phone call on you before I prank phone called him.
What does that even mean?
It means that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm Moving 92.5 doing a phone tap on you.
No, you gotta be f***ing me.
Your boyfriend Carson set you up for a reverse phone tap.
Wait. So he knew I was setting him up?
Yeah. He saw that you had put in a request for a prank phone call and then asked me to do one on you, so. Did you actually think that I had ruined your relationship with your phone tap request?
Oh my God. That's so embarrassing if I did.
Well, you're welcome. At least somebody got phone tapped, right?
Thank you.